The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back to Side Piece Show. Fun, entertaining, really bad singing. Yes, it is the only place you need to go. From talking about my kids pooing in their pants to literally having the best guests ever, you get it all here. I love you for all your amazing support. But wait, is it time for another beer? Thank you for tuning in and week out. Okay, I'll save you by stopping. Just wanted to send a lot of love and give you a little shout. And I will always bring it for you, no doubt.
What?
See, if all else fails with Side Piece, I can fall back on my rapping game.
What?
McRappy Feaster. Speaking of jamming, Candy and the gang is back. I'm loving it. This is the place where the food is great and the staff drama is even tastier. And then freaking Jersey. All right. So it's literally throwing down so far. We start with Melissa and Jennifer completely going at it. And then quiet, calm Evan, he even gets it going, telling Bill where to go. You know, I've read and I've seen a lot of mixed thoughts about Evan saying what he did to Bill. But you know what? Jackie and Evan went through the freaking ringer last season with these false cheating allegations. And I'm honestly surprised it took Evan this long to actually get fired up and clap back and be actually, you know, show being so upset about it. So I am not mad at all about this. I am a fan of standing up for yourself. You stand up for yourself. You stand up for your woman. You stand up for your family, period, the end. I love it. I've always been a fan of Evan. I always will. And the funny part is, everyone's like, oh my God, Evan was so crazy. That was nothing. Can we rewind to Jennifer and Melissa literally getting in a physical altercation? So everyone freaking out about Evan, you know, sitting down and just kind of telling Bill to get out. Like, give me a break. I appreciate it. I respect it. I'm sure the boys will get drunk over tequila shots. Someone will be kissing someone's ass, literally, and all will be good next episode. And Salt Lake City reunion, holy crap balls. Okay, so when Andy starts asking Jen Shaw about her case and the trial and the charges, it's still, like, I know how long it's been going on, but it's just still so insane that this is all happening. And I actually felt really bad for Coach Shaw. That's another guy I've always been a fan of. And then to have your wife going through this and you have kids, I can't even imagine. And they're talking about, you know, Jen, if you're convicted, going away for freaking 20, 30 years. I mean, decades. You guys, Teresa was gone for not even a year, and that seemed like a lifetime for everybody, for her family. Can you imagine decades? And I will say too, I know sports very, very well. And I know for the most part what coaches make. He is definitely not making that kind of money to support Jen in that spending. But I am hoping for the sake of them, for their kids, that Jen really didn't do any of these things. And she's just been a legit hardworking woman who has made a lot of dough the right way. I'm really hoping, again, if anything, for Coach Shaw, for the kids, I'm just wondering what they're going to do because the trial is yet again postponed. So what's this third season going to be? Are they going to like Lisa? They don't have Jen's trial to tape. I'm just wondering what it's going to be. I feel like it's going to be a quick turnaround for season 4, or they're going to put season 3 on pause and start it back up closer to her trial. Either way, this shit is insane. Insane. Speaking of insane, you guys, your support, your love, your subscribing, your listening every week, all your rates, your reviews, sending me pictures of listening to the episodes. I cannot thank you guys enough. And then you tell all of your friends to listen and subscribe and rate and review. So together we can celebrate the best, most delicious, entertaining parts of Side Piece Show. You can find me at Side Piece Show. That's at SIDEPIECESHOW. Thank you again, times a million, for your love, your support. And I will see you next Wednesday. Okay, my guest today. I'm freaking out, like freaking out. I think that's also what inspired another of my McRaps. I honestly don't even know where to start with this guest. She has legit done it all. From I don't want no scrubs, scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me, to I'm in love with the shape of you. I mean, you guys, this is the longest standing OG from the ATL. 5, yes, count them, 5 freaking spinoff shows. And most importantly, some sex dungeons in there. I cannot freaking believe I'm so lucky to say my guest today is the one and only Candy Burris.
I mean, I'm just, thank you. I know you're so tired and you've been doing this, and this is just like, this is just like the best way to start my day. By the way, so excited. I wrote you, the songwriter, I wrote you a poem.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Alrighty. There's absolutely no escaping that this hotness was born a star. And no scrubs will be seen anywhere but from afar. Always with an ace up her sleeve, she sets the world ablaze. I wonder if she would let me be part of the sex dungeon in any way. Singer, songwriter, actress, business owner, wife, mom. How does she do it all, you think? And how the hell does she do it without even having a single drink? Role model icon, a true badass we all want to be. The Queen of Atlanta is here for you. Are you ready to see? You guys, are you freaking ready for the one, the only Candy Burris?
Great job. Great job.
Thank you.
I loved it.
I was so pumped. I'm like, I literally, it was like a mile long. I'm like, all right, you spaz, like shorten a little bit. We only have a little bit here long to talk. So you know what is crazy? Well, first of all, I'm a mom too. I have a four-year-old.
I see your kids in the background.
Oh, yeah. If you hear one running around, that's why, too. So I have a 4 and a 3-year-old. So, of course, the most important thing is, how are your kids doing?
They're doing great. You know, I have been traveling this past week, so I was just so happy to be able to go back home, come back home and see them today. I was like, oh, my God, I just feel like a terrible mom this week.
It's like, you know, what's funny that you said that is because I was talking to Jill Zarin recently and she always would say, and I remember she even said it when I was talking to her, she's like, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at once. And
that makes sense.
I'm always thinking about it. Like, okay, am I doing well here, but I'm kind of doing like shitty here as like a wife or a mom or.
Right.
Do you agree? I mean, look at you though. You're doing everything. You're freaking doing everything.
Well, yeah, but I have a lot of help. Like my friend Katrina, like seriously, when I have to travel and stuff, she helps me out with my kids. You know, just my husband, obviously, when we are here, we having to like tag team the kids, you know, do whatever we have to do to make it happen. Like, it's not like I'm able to do it all by myself.
Right. Is it hard? You know, I was thinking, is it, did you know too, right now or recently, they've been playing Atlanta from 5 seasons ago, I think it was, when you literally were just starting OLG.
Oh, I did not know that.
But it was so crazy because in it, you're like, my husband has this idea and it is going to be, I forget what you said. I think I even wrote it down, but you're like, he has this idea, this little project. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of money. And it's just so crazy now.
He did a great job. He did a great job. Listen, the restaurant, that one restaurant has turned into multiple. And just, I think it's just been 4 years. Like, I think we're celebrating our anniversary of opening this month, actually. It has been a journey for sure, but now we have 2 physical locations of Old Lady Gang. Oh, we have the one in the Phil State Farm Arena, the OLG in there, but it's more of a fast food version. Then we have Blaze Steak and Seafood. So we have 4 restaurants. We went from 1 idea to 4.
That is insanity. And it's so funny because remember, like, it's just crazy because I've literally been watching it like the past couple of days and you're like, this shit isn't even going to be ready. We're supposed to open. And like, you guys are trying to clean and Todd's like, I got it. And you're like, I don't think you do, dude. I don't think you do. And you know what the craziest part that got me that was shocked because I didn't remember until watching it again. Obviously we always saw like what's going on with Todd and your mom and how like the issues, you know what, Candy, when Todd was like, you guys were all having dinner. Todd was like, hey, to the OLGs, Aunt Bertha and Aunt Nora and Mama Joyce. He was like, I have a restaurant, like an OLG restaurant. Your mom, I thought she would have been like, because it's Todd's idea. Hell no. And she was like, I'm in.
Well, because I think having a restaurant is something that our family has been wanting to do for a long time. Like we have a lot of cooks in our family. We'll have had, some of them have passed away, but my mom is the youngest of 14 kids and a majority of them cook, like really, really cook. So that was like always the thing, you know, people always used to come to our family dinners every Sunday. Everybody would bring their friends. Like it was like a thing for years. It was like that. And people would always be like, oh, you guys should have a restaurant. And we never did it. One of my uncles did do it at once, at one time, but he passed away. And it's just, you know, so it's always been something that they kind of really wanted to do.
I dig, though, that your mom was, like, in it. You know what else, yeah. Candy, was, like, really cool for me? And again, it's just, like, I had all these thoughts that I wanted to ask you and talk to you about, but, like, I'm watching this, like these certain ones replaying. And there were such little moments, like Mama Joyce, like being on board for that, right? Even though it was Todd's idea. Like I always joke because like, I even said that to my mom and my stepdad the other day. If my mom says one thing, like my stepdad will say the opposite. Or if like my stepdad says one thing, my mom, you know, it's like they never will say the same thing. But we all saw always how Mama Joyce was like, you know, always like tough on Todd at the beginning and this and that. And she kind
of, she still is most of the time.
Is she?
Yeah. Like they literally just made up again 2 weeks ago when we was in New York, week before last. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For what? Because they were, you guys, they watched What Happens Live and they were there.
Yeah. Well, they made up, you know, like right before we did Watch What Happens, like the day when we went to NASDAQ in New York. Yeah. It was like the day before I watched What Happens Live.
I mean, okay, yep. So back up, by the way, you're like, when we did, I mean, that Carrie Bradshaw, you're ringing the bell moment. Are you shitting your, I mean.
That was exciting. I mean, I think, you know, it was just kind of wild for our whole family to be doing that together. Like, you know, like that's not something that everybody gets to do. So it's like, what? Like
nobody gets to do it.
Family up on the screen in Times Square. Like we just rang the bell. Like, what is going on?
I mean, and your mom next to you, like, I mean, you're, yeah. There was a picture that I posted and like off the excitement. It's just like you have done everything. I think that's another reason. It's like a lot of people come on Housewives, right? And then they have this platform because they're on a reality show.
Right.
You started before like 15. I don't think I even was driving or had sex by the time you are like an R&B star. Like that is what I feel like people really miss with you. I mean, they know, but I mean,
no. You're saying like, when you actually think about it, sometimes it's funny to me when I actually think about it. Cause like now that I have kids, like my daughter is 19 and I'm like, when I was 19, I was buying my first house. So it's I guess it's a lot different. I mean, I started working at my dream in high school, you know, like our group got our record deal when I was in the 11th grade. So
it's insane. Just, insanity. Yeah. And like, that's what, you know what, that was another thing too, because, you know, you're singing, right? And then another part of this that they were playing recently was when Riley was in the studio. And she sings yes. Better Late Than Never.
Yes. You know what? It's like, I really wanted Riley to, you know, be able to be an artist, have, you know, but I don't think her passion wasn't being out in front. Like she wants to be an attorney or she wants to do something behind the scenes, you know, still be successful, but not necessarily to be the artist.
So, but was that like crazy though, that she's like, that's my girl. She's in the studio, but it was a thing too with like her dad. Like, how is that? Because obviously we saw all that play out.
She doesn't talk to him. She doesn't talk to him. I mean, I think I hold grudges, but my daughter might have me beat. Like she doesn't return phone calls. Like it's really not, it's pretty sad, you know, because I would like for them to have some type of relationship, but she just feels like, you know, well, we haven't had a relationship all this time, like why now?
But does she think as Todd as a dad, or is it like kind of past that point?
No, I think she just kind of past that point. I mean, she likes Todd and they're cool, but she doesn't like say, oh, this is my dad, like right. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah
I think, you know, he came into her life, you know, what, how old was she?
Like 10?
She was 9, about to be 10. Yeah, like, and she just kind of like, yeah, you're interfering me and my mom's mix right now.
Right. No.
You know, so at that age, then she's kind of like figured out, you know, it's kind of crazy. Like kids at 9, 10, you say that they don't really know what's going on, but they really do know what's going on. Oh. And they are kind of like the person who they're going to be. And she's like, yeah, I don't need you telling me what to do.
And you're bringing this new chick. Kayla was coming in the mail. Right. Taking away my mom. Like, what is this?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who do you think holds grudges more? You, Riley, or your mom?
Ooh. Oh, that's a hard one.
Your mom.
That's pretty tough. I think it runs in the family.
has to be your mom. Your mom is throwing wedges.
Yeah.
Who was it? Carmen?
Yeah, my best friend. Yeah.
Are you guys still cool?
Yeah, we are. She's like, Carmen, is she mad at me right now? Well, she's not mad at me, but she was mad because my mom on, what was it? Watch What Happens Live when they were like asking my mom something about, are they cool? I was like, no.
Mom
was like, why do y'all keep talking about me? Like, I'm like, friend, hey.
It's my mama. You know what? That's what I've always appreciated you too. It's like mama would do this to, with Carmen, like your best friend or like your man. And you're always like, that's my mama. That is my
mama. She pushed me out. Like, what do you expect me to do? Like, that's my mom. It's
but a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people are like, I'm picking my man or I'm going to pick this. And like, mama.
Yeah, you know, I hear people saying that. But I mean, I guess, I don't know. I wasn't raised to be that way. Like my whole family, like we are very close knit. You know, all of my other cousins, we all are the same. Like we're very strong people, strong personalities. But when it comes to our mamas, clearly you've seen that, Nora. You've seen that, Bertha. Like they roll with an iron fist and we respect them.
You know what too? This was like nothing that I was even really going to like bring up or talk to you about, but it's just, it's been playing and it's like these little moments. So we've all seen like how tough, you know, Mama Joyce is, right? She's tough with friends or Todd. There was a moment that you were in a fight with Riley's dad in the car and your mom was in the car and you're fighting with him on the phone. And she's just kind of like rubbing your arm. It was just so, I just feel like we didn't see a lot of that, but I feel like that's really Mama Joyce. Like,
mom has my back like no other. Like she's definitely my biggest cheerleader, my biggest supporter. She will go to war for me.
I mean, and that was like so sweet. It was like such a cool moment. I don't know. She was just like, most people probably didn't even catch it, but it's just like, I feel like we've seen the ain't no mountain high enough. You remember with Todd? What did they keep after all these years? What, like you said, they just made up again. Like, what do they keep beefing about? Is it restaurant stuff?
I don't even know. You got to ask my mom that question. She's the one that keeps like, you know, every now and then she'll fall back into the throwing shade and then try to get in his feelings about it, you know, but right now they're in a good place.
I mean, listen, we'll take what we can guess. Let's check back in tomorrow and see how it's going. But today is a win, right?
Yeah, it's okay right now.
So you freaking do, like I was saying in my poem, I'm like, how do I even incorporate all the coolness that she's done? Freaking Nos, TLC, Ed Sheeran, Whitney, Destiny's Child, Kim Zolciak.
Okay.
Who was like the, oh my gosh, like we're teaming up and doing music together?
Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, man.
Mariah Carey, that was a oh my gosh moment. Whitney Houston, definitely. I guess, you know, they're the greats, you know what I mean? So, you know, Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston pretty much were the greatest female artists of all time in throughout the 90s, you know what I mean? So to be able, I mean, they still are. I mean, Mariah just won Artist of the Decade. What was that earlier? This decade or whatever. She's huge, you know what I mean? So to be a part of their legacy by having a song on each one of them, it's amazing.
Insane. So then you're like, okay, I have this roster, right? I mean, I have the all stars. And then Kim was like, yo, let's do a song together. Were you like, cool?
No, I think the thing was when I first came onto the Housewives, Kim and I connected, actually. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I always root for the underdog type of situation. And at that time, everybody was kind of like, playing her because, you know, she wanted to be an artist and they were like kind of dogging her out or whatever. But I knew that I could make that happen for her. Like, I knew that I could fix it. Like, I've worked with artists that are not necessarily the best vocalists, and I know what I can do in the studio to make them do what they need to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was like, I just wanted to help her. I just wanted to help her. I mean, I didn't realize how big of a song that was going to end up being. Like, at the time, I was just like, you know, trying to prove a point. Like, you can't, I hate dream killers. And yeah. I just kind of feel like they were killing her dream at the time.
I mean, and then it turns into what it turns into. But then you guys have to go through what you go through. Was it?
Yeah.
You've gone through, you know, I was talking to somebody else and they're like, you're not a true housewife until you're like in the fight, right? Like, you're in the ring. Dude, you have been in the ring. I mean, you are like Holyfield right now. I mean, how difficult, right? I mean, you've been in the ring. You had, look at the roster of people too that you have been through on the show. NeNe, Kim, Sheree on and off. Phaedra, I mean, here we are.
I'm still here. Whoa.
Portia, Cynthia. Yeah. I mean, why do you think you're like, they're out? This one's out. This one's out. We're changing it. But Candy's
saying, why am I still here? Somebody just asked me that.
Yeah. Like, look at all the people. Portia just left. Cynthia just left recently. Like, they were the other kind of OGs.
I don't know, honestly. I mean, I just said, I feel like overall, I feel like, you know, I came into this, my story was like pretty crazy, you know, when I came onto the show over a decade ago, I was engaged to AJ. My mom was, you know, causing all kinds of problems in that relationship, and AJ passed away. And I think a lot of people felt compassion for me at the time. You know, obviously that immediately made my story connect with so many people who have dealt with loss and different stuff like that. And then from there, you know, when people start really looking at the business side of things and how every year, I think more than most, I've been able to talk about an idea, something that I want to have or do, and you actually see it happen. It ain't, whereas sometimes people talk and it never comes together. Like, you never see it. It's just talked, you know what I mean? But I always made it a point, like, if I talk about something on this show, I want you to actually see it come together. And I would always work to make sure these things come together. And I think people respected me as a businesswoman because of that. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, you know, then you deal with my craziness of my family, my relationship drama. And I guess for some people, it's relatable because a lot of people go through the same things, you know, and then plus the music side of things. A lot of people love the music of my group Escape. They may have loved the songs that I wrote or whatever, but that gives me something different that the rest of the girls can't do or they don't do. You know what I mean?
You know what's crazy? You literally have a girl, like, we were talking about Riley being like 19, you said.
Yeah.
She's in college. And then you have, was it crazy then starting with diapers again?
Of course. Because, like, you know, my babies are super small, you know. So I got a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. And then I have a 19-year-old, and my bonus daughter, Kayla, is 25.
Insane.
That's a lot. Yes.
You have literally, like, are you done?
Oh, I'm done.
You're done.
No doubt. Yeah, I am finished.
Would Todd want more?
No, we are both done. He's done. Very done.
With, you know, I was relatable too, right? Like, you have all the stress of building businesses, you know, everything that you guys were doing, Mama Joyce, his mom passing, everything. Was there ever a time that you were like, Todd and I, the prenup, the wedding, was there ever a time that you're like, we're not making it?
Of course.
You had those?
I didn't know if we was going to make it to the altar. Because that whole prenup situation, it was pretty tough. Like, I didn't know if we was gonna get married the next day. So that was a rough one. And I think he was really upset by the way the whole thing had played out. And then to watch it back on television caused some tension. I think our first year of marriage is probably the hardest. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just because of the show and watching it back?
But yeah, it was just a lot of drama. I mean, that was immediately after we had got married. He had to fly to LA to produce a show. So he was basically gone for 6 months. He was coming back, you know, to visit, but he was gone a lot. And before then, we was together every day. So to go from being together every day to now he's, you know, gone with his show, I was just like, yeah.
And newly married.
Yeah.
And the family drama.
Yeah.
So were you, well, okay, of all the stuff, of all the people that you've done the show with that are gone mm-hmm. now, who would mm-hmm. you like to bring back? Nene?
I would say Cynthia.
Cynthia?
Yeah, Cynthia.
Were you bummed that she was like leaving?
Yes, I was like devastated that she left. I mean, a lot of people feel like, you know, they always say, you know, they have different favorites, but I always felt like Cynthia, every year she had some type of craziness happening in her world, you know, whether it was we've seen two marriages, we've seen a divorce, we've seen, you know, her dealing, you know, with coming to grips with her daughter, you know, coming out on television. It was a lot of stuff that she's dealt with. You know, she brought friendship contracts, she's had falling out with friends, you know, she's done a lot, and I feel like people don't give her credit for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's 11 seasons it was, and you guys are so cool.
Yeah, that's
were
my
you
girl.
Were you shocked that they didn't ask you to do the ultimate girls trip?
Who said they didn't ask me?
And you said you were just like, I'm not doing it.
No, it's not that. I mean, I think it's a cool idea, a great show. I am filming other shows in between when I'm not on Housewives. So last year, just to be clear, you know, I was filming The Chi for Showtime, and I started filming Candy and the Gang last summer.
Oh, when so they, no way you could have.
Yeah, it was just, you know, the timing of it all just wouldn't have worked.
Did they ask you to do the mashup the second round?
No, that one didn't even come up because I, like I said, I went straight from filming Candy and the Gang straight into Real Housewives season 14. So I've been filming nonstop since beginning of last year.
For 11 years.
Well, basically, because okay. I was just doing back-to-back shows. So it was just, you know. I mean, you know, you can't, like, I could.
Plus Phaedra, do you guys even talk? You're done.
No.
You're done. That will never be.
Yeah, never.
So they were like, yo, no. You're like, what if they were like, we're bringing her back to Atlanta? Would you still do it?
Well, I already told, I mean, I'm very open about the fact that I would, you know, take a bow and let her have that moment. If they choose to have her come back, that's fine. I just would take a break and do whatever I do elsewhere.
Okay, best part of all of the shows that you've done, out of any of them, one of Housewives, OLG, any of them, what's the best, most like the fun that you've had?
I think I had the most fun with Candy and the Gang, and that's just because my family is on the show and everybody on the show is funny as all get out. Okay. Amazing. They are hilarious. My mom, my aunts are hilarious in the cast. Brian, oh my God, he's hilarious. So I just feel like I just have more fun on Candy and the Gang.
I mean, I would be talking okay. to you for 5 hours. Listen, this was the best. Thank you. I can't wait to tell Cynthia. I went to the Ultimate Girls Trip premiere with Cynthia because Mike.
Oh, really? Well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we were going to go out. I had dinner with her right before she was going on Big Brother.
Yeah.
And she's like, nobody knows. I'm going on Big Brother. Don't tell anybody. So if I go MIA, that's why. I'm not just not talking to you.
Oh,
and I was like, what? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, awesome. When you are out here, if we want to get dinner with Cynthia, I will buy you many a Diet Cokes. This was like the best ever. Thank you so much for taking the time.
It was great talking to you.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Okay, I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks, Candy. See you soon. Bye. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to Side Piece. Make sure to follow on Instagram with the handle at Side Piece Show. That's at SIDEPIECESHOW, at Side Piece Show. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.